From APM, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. The career website Indeed.com recently logged an over 10% jump in Silicon Valley job seekers looking for opportunities outside of their region. This week, we're looking at communities all over the country that are trying to become the next big tech hub. Who is waiting for talent to come to town? Well, for one, Archana Sahai, Director of Entrepreneurial Investment for the City of Philadelphia. I asked her recently whether there was enough venture capital to support talent coming to Philly.
Yes, there's definitely enough capital. Everyone says, you know, it's a capital issue. There's not enough money in Philadelphia. First of all, I hear this in every single ecosystem. Every single entrepreneur, even in Silicon Valley, will say there's not enough money. And I'm like, really? Are you kidding me? Maybe your idea is just not that great. Like, did you ever think about that? So that's the Philly. That's the Philly in me. We'll be like, sorry. The reason you're not getting money is because your idea sucks.
It's good. I love that.
But no, there's plenty of capital in and around Philadelphia. What I do say is it's not active enough. So our risk profile tends to be a little bit more conservative. People would rather, let's say, donate to an art museum or some nonprofit than necessarily invest in a startup.
It's a diverse city. A lot of universities there, a lot of people in more blue-collar jobs. Mm-hmm. How do you make sure that the sort of tech growth, tech scene growth in the city connects with all of its residents?
Yes. So our economy in the city broadly is largely service, largely tourism. We also have one of the largest poverty rates of any major city, the largest poverty rate of any major city. So a few programs that we do have, for the program that I manage, Startup PHL, we have a grant platform. And through that grant platform, we really try to fund projects that service the entire city. So they're in the different neighborhoods that are outside of Center City. Outside of that, the robots are coming. Intermediary jobs are just going away, and that going away right in the next 5 to 10 years. So how do we make sure that we're prepared for that? How do we make sure that our economy and our citizens who are in those jobs are prepared for that? So we're really looking at a lot of up training programs, taking folks who may be underemployed, teaching them coding and moving them into these other types of roles. So we're actively looking for ideas to make sure that, like I said, that nobody gets left behind.
Archana, thanks a lot for talking with us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. This is fun.
More of our series, as always, at marketplacetech.org. The animated sitcom from FX called Archer kind of came of age along with the internet. What is Archer? I'll let Amber Nash say it. She's the actor who plays Pam Poovey, an HR manager on the show.
So there's this spy that's got mommy issues, and he's really mean to everybody that he works with. But on the inside, he really loves them, and he has lots of sex and drinks lots of booze and then gets into other kinds of trouble. And now this season, he's in a coma and things are going wacky.
Archer is pretty techie. It's won Emmys for digital scavenger hunts hidden in the show. The 8th season airing now is also techie. I talked to Amber Nash and technical director Brian Fordney recently and asked Amber when she first realized the show's weird insider jokes were helping give Archer a life of its own on the internet.
2010 is when we aired our first season. And so that was just when things were really taking off social media wise. And so it was they both grew together, which was really interesting to watch. And honestly, I thought that I was the only person that didn't know what all these references were. And I always had to look stuff up when I read scripts or when I watched episodes. And then other people were like, no, we don't know everything either. We totally have to look stuff up. And I was like, oh, it's part of the reason why the show is awesome.
Brian, you're the technical director, and you've helped kind of latch on to this second life the show has created online. And you guys have done something for this season that is almost old-fashioned in internet years now. You've built an app for the show.
Yeah, this app is basically a companion app, so you use it while you watch the show. It's based around the scavenger hunts that we've concocted over the last two seasons. You know, Adam Reed, the writer, hides all these literary references in the show, and he kind of challenges the viewer to look outside the show to sort of unlock these secrets, basically. I think that this app represents sort of an early stab at sort of a way of engaging with a show that has never been done before, especially the use of the camera and actually having to point at the screen to activate targets.
And the game is really cool. It has all this, along with the augmented reality stuff, it has this period music. all sitcoms have a steep hill to climb in terms of not getting canceled. At least that's my sense. Do you guys think it's fair to say that Archer wouldn't exist without the internet?
I think that is a fair thing to say.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Archer is both a response to fans, and I think it, yeah, thrives on its fan base.
It's particularly Reddit has been really cool. When we go to panels, people ask us questions, and I'm like, I don't even know what you guys are talking about. Like, stuff that's deep cut from season two, and it's just amazing to watch fans respond to the show in that way.
Where do you think this is going next? Like, where do you think television and technology are going next?
I think we're going to see more and more of this multi-platform storytelling going on with all kinds of intellectual property. I think people want that, especially as they become big fans of whatever their favorite show is. They're just not satisfied with the show itself. They need more.
Brian Fordney is technical director of the FX show Archer, and Amber Nash plays Pam on the show. Thank you guys for talking to me.
Thanks so much. It was fun.
Yes, thanks a lot.
Okay, last insider joke bit. Amber's character Pam Poovey is famous for eating bear claw pastries loudly on the show. So I asked her if we could do it together for a second. Okay.
You're really cool. Good at it.
All right, that's all I got. I'm Ben Johnson, and that is our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.